This is a Discovery Channel podcast. For Discovery News, I'm Will Johnson. Two teams of astronomers have identified a rare molecule, only the third found in the cosmos. Could have some interesting implications for us, or at least for the cosmos, that is. Here to tell us more about it is Discovery News' Larry O'Hanlon. Larry, tell us more about this.
Yeah, well, this is something called an anion, which is a negatively charged molecule. So anything that has an extra electron, which is a negative charge, just one extra electron will give it a negative charge. So you'd think, okay, there should be plenty of stuff out there and plenty of negative things and plenty of things with one less electron, which makes it positive, and plenty of neutral things that are all balanced with their charges. But turns out, in the search of the cosmos, they've only found about 130 neutral chemicals out there, 12 positively charged, and now only three, as of now, only three negatively charged anion, that is, negatively charged molecules in space. In this case, it's a chain of eight carbon atoms with a one hydrogen atom, and it's got one extra electron, which gives it this negative charge. It's called octatetranyl, which is just sort of a description of a word way of saying eight carbons with one hydrogen.
Octatetranyl, okay. And tell us what might be interesting about this molecule, other than the fact that it is so rare.
Well, it's always good when they can find anything else out there that's got carbons and hydrogens, string of carbons, because it's strings of carbons that organic molecules are made out of, which basically makes up us. So when they start finding different things like this out there that resemble the building blocks of organic molecules, it's always suggestive that we could be finding some of the building blocks that eventually lead to life. In this case, it was kind of a long process to even find them because, first off, you have to, when they're trying to look out there and find out what might be out there, it's tough because in order to identify a chemical, you're looking at lines that are found in the spectra, that is the spreading out kind of rainbow, if you will, of the light from a star or from anything out there in space. They have to spread the light out, and they see these lines that indicate chemicals out there. And in this case, they had found lines that didn't explain any, that they couldn't explain years ago, but they couldn't say what they were until they also made the chemical in a laboratory and reproduced the same lines in the light. In this case, we're talking about radio wave lights, so it's kind of hard to imagine, but radio waves can be broken down just like regular light into a rainbow. It's just a radio rainbow, and these little lines show up which indicate chemicals out there. So they actually had to, first they found the lines for the other two anions out there. And then they had to work out the sort of mathematically with quantum physics and stuff, work out what kind of chemical would possibly make these lines. And then they had to make the actual chemical and test it and make it make the same lines. So, and then they had to go back out and look for it again. So it's a long process of trying to find out what these things are. And they've at least found three, anyway, of the negatively charged ones, which is a step forward, anyway, in kind of balancing out the numbers of all these different things out there.
Well, I won't task you with telling us about the quantum physics side of this, but do astronomers think there might be more of these anions still undiscovered out there?
Yeah, they think there's a lot of other candidates based on just the modeling, but they have to make them in a lab and then get them to make the same kinds of lines in the radio spectrum that they see from the radio telescope. So that work hasn't been done yet. So before they can go on and find any more, they have to figure out what their call sign is, so to speak, in a laboratory, so that when they see it out there, they can say, okay, that's the chemical. We've found it.
Okay. Discovery News, Larry O'Hanlon, thanks for explaining this story to us.
Yeah, thanks, Will.
And for Discovery News, I'm Will Johnson.